shoot at you or traffic act. So you have a situation where you have a bus fare at $2 under a separate act and no prescription under the road traffic act. So at this time, there are no bus fares prescribed under the road traffic act for all of these vans. And that's a fact. So you need to understand that the road traffic regulations dealt with bus fares from the 1950s all up to when it was repealed in 2008. Because the repeal happened in 2008, and then the minister in 2010 increased the fares by 50 cents and did not prescribe them under the road traffic regulations as he was supposed to do. The proclamation for the Transport Authority Act is number 51 of 2008. You understand me so far?
I understand you clearly. I want you to understand something as well, and the public to understand something as well when you're finished.
Yeah, so right now it's a lot of confusion in respect to the bus fare issue. I personally am not in agreement with the additional 50 cents, but you must understand that the operators have been given the right because the government refused to function in the way that it was supposed to function. Parliament is supposed to prescribe the bus fare pursuant to the act under which the permits are governed.
So this is yet another system glitch, right? Now, one of the things that Corey Lane personally, and I like to deal with the public, but Corey Lane personally had an issue with how this thing would have been done, right? But the issue that I took up is the minister saying, listen, there has been no sanction from my ministry about that. He went on to say, listen, these people behaving like wild horses. Now, the thing that, I can come back to the exact words because you're talking about a minister who's not only a lawyer now, but a QC, so he put him myself. He told me why he was allowed to say that, he's saying to me, right? But let me explain this. And that's why I think it's very important for the minister to make a statement on this. Now, Roy Raphael came to the air on Wednesday and he said that he met with the relevant authorities and they were given approval. Now, he left it for us to assume that the relevant authorities would have been the Ministry of Transport. But here you have the minister saying, unless someone stole his device, there has been no sanction from my ministry. None.
So
was it sanctioned or was it not sanctioned? And I think it's the minister's responsibility to clear that up, not Corey Lane and not the association. But we'll hear from the association since they're here.
Corey, let me respond to that.
The one by the other time. Mark, go ahead.
Me respond to that at this juncture. Let me respond to what the Honourable Minister Michael A. Lashley would have said. Would have was in a meeting. We were in a meeting with him about some weeks ago. This matter raised about 3 weeks. This matter came up in our discussions. The relevant technocrats were there who were discussing this whole issue of the bus fare. We went back to the amendments here. There were two amendments subsequent to what the caller had just said. The last one was by the Honourable Minister, who is now deceased, David Thompson, I think, something correct, but I think that's the last minister. And in that meeting, when the minister conferred with his technocrats in our presence, it was understood, it was agreed, and everyone there said that the association or the industry was within its right to charge the $2 bus fare. Let me make that unequivocally clear for the record. And you know,
I think the back and forth issue is all legalistic
issues right now.
Correct, technicalities.
Let us not get into all of the antics and semantics of the situation.
Give me 1 minute on the program to clear the air for the listening public. And somebody could correct me if I'm wrong. According to the legislation, and the guy particularly said, what happened when they had the amendment? It wasn't transferred into the new act in terms, as it should be regulated by Parliament. So the association is within its rights. no understanding what happened. But what he's saying here is not, he's not saying they're not within their rights. He's saying there's no sanction. So you mean he didn't sanction it. But you are saying, according to law, your attorney probably advised y'all, they don't need to sanction it because it is governed by the amendment in the legislation.
It is governed in the act. It is governed in the regulations.
You see?
It's governed in the regulations. So this is the whole point.
This one time I keep
my opinion. This has been gone through, Corey, this has been gone through thoroughly. This whole situation is governed in the regulations. Anyone who wants to dispute it can do so. Govern any regulations.
Mr. Lee?
I think that in terms of this issue of the 50 cent, I think that if we could humble ourselves and embrace the technologies and the opportunities that are there to regularize this thing and bring some discipline to the service by way of a scheduled service, a scheduled service would create an opportunity for professionalism,
mm-hmm.
where the privately owned operators, the owners of private vehicles would go to work with the assurance that the need to meet their expenditure would be met and met in a professional way without bringing a burden to any person because the revenue stream is there. But what has been missing from the entire dialogue as we come close to the end of the program, because I think we only got 10 more 10 minutes, right? The minister doesn't have to sanction something that has been gazetted and proclaimed and everything gone through already.
Precisely.
You don't need to reinvent the wheel where sanctioning something is concerned. Sanctioning really is like what another minister said the other day that I read a comment, and I hold the press responsible for that because I don't think the press did the minister justice because he said there were certain things on the horizon. Mm-hmm. I've never had a chance to go to the horizon.
you may as well, right?
Like, but it's like saying that Judy Free concessions are on the horizon. They were on the horizon 30 years ago.
Actually, but, they say, so he said we are advanced in Judy Free concessions. And note that the TASI project still takes 150. In relation to the sanctioning, he even said, call Morris Lee. Call Morris Lee, they say.
I don't like when...
But Morris Lee here now.
I don't like when they call my name. When it comes relevant to this thing. Let me say something to you. We have not touched on this, but we have exposed ourselves as a nation to a can of worms that I want to keep closed. The $2 bus fare that we have been harping about for the last couple of hours is something that is within the regulations. There's no regulation today that speaks to the fact that PSV could collect $1.50 from a school child. They have used their discretion, but because of the crunch of all of these things that keep imploding the industry, it put pressure on the operator. The operator said, listen, we can't really keep going on with this thing anymore. But what is of national concern, because the Prime Minister of this country was asked years ago to make a comment about public transport, and he said, public transport is a matter of national security. Let me give you a little peep in on national security before we close. Because the $2 bus fare is regulated in law, we have a situation where minibus operators that go to MTW for inspection cannot pass inspection unless they have a little 6x4 or 6x6 inch sign in the roof of the bus saying bus fare $2, adults $2, school children $1.50. Essentially, the Ministry of Transport is forcing people to comply with a regulation that don't exist. That means that legally,
remember, there's law and there's convention, right?
That means legally, the operators could bring a class action suit against government for that 50 cent that they have been forced to give in terms of a concession. In other words, the chief officer that is responsible for regulating transport in Barbados, the chief licensing officer,
of course,
is saying to the fellas, don't cross this line and come across the government property to get inspect. Unless you put it in your bus, that is not true. So because of that, You could imagine the level of reparations. How more Hiltons we were going to sell to pay these operators?
And I laugh it, right? But it's a very, very serious
issue. It's a serious thing.
This is symptomatic of something greater across this country in terms of how we are managing the affairs of the country and at all levels. And not only talking the political level now. Because you're pointing to something where they could respond by saying that it's been convention that they regulate and you need to be sanctioned. Whereas the writing of the law is a little different. Because as you say, when something is gazetted, that is the law.
That's it.
And the other thing in terms of how we operate and actually force people, as you say, to break the law and go besides the letter of the law. So we're going against the letter of the law versus the spirit of the law.
Right.
And I believe that when the minister makes his statement, it will be something along that line. When and if he makes his statement. We're waiting from Thursday. And I'm going to try to continue to reach out to him because this is a very important problem. As I said to y'all at the beginning, I want to reiterate in the end, as I allow each of y'all to make your closing statements, that public transport is not just about making money for private owners. Is not only about whatever we've discussed here in terms of behavior. It is about the economic activity and survival of this country, which means that we've all got skin in this game. In your closing, I would like to hear some of the things that y'all think we can do going forward.
In closing, I would like to say that I cannot think of many other institutions or agencies in Barbados that are as patriotic as the PSV owners. You have a little over 50 transport board buses on the road and over 700 PSVs. If these operators were not patriotic and they took the opportunity to pull all of their vehicles off the road until the issues are properly settled, like the $2 bus fare, the excessive duty, the fact that you can't get back the VAT, the fact that you got a competitor working next year and you're working for this $2 and your competitor working for $9. If the owners got one more and said, listen, let me settle all this once and for all, but we ain't coming back to work until it is sorted out. You can imagine this what will happen to this country. So I'm saying I salute the operators for being patriotic. I do admit that we see things out there on the road that leave a lot to be desired, and recklessness will never be condoned by any responsible association in any shape or form. Those that are making bad for everybody, they need to be put out of the system. And when the media put a vehicle on the road doing foolishness, please don't blank out the number plate. The fellas that commit crimes when they're coming down off the steps in the criminal court, nobody don't got a blotch in front of the picture.
It's true.
So I'm saying that going forward, the issue as it relates to transport and Barbados, it can be brought to order. There needs to be a fair adjustment. When it's a fair, F-A-R-E, adjustment. But at the same time, there are opportunities to subsidize that fare that would not put pressure on the taxpayers. It would not put pressure on the workers. It would not put pressure on the general public because the resource is waiting to be dispensed. But I want to urge this government or any incoming government, open the cash register and do what has to be done.
So the association is asking for a fair, the public is asking for a better transport system overall. And I am asking that we give thanks to all of you gentlemen who would have joined us today. Morris Lee, Mark Haynes, Alvin Jones, and Terry Jones. And Ronnie Clark, of course, taking care of things technical. I've been your host and moderator, Corey Lane. I just want to close with one note and ask that the Brastats family, the VOB family, say a prayer for Esther Green. She is one of our listeners. She's going into surgery tomorrow. Why is it significant? This is a lady who has picked up her phone through the years when we had people who would have called the program asking for support, or all those needy persons. She would have sent barrels and boxes here on numerous occasions to assist in the background. And she said she called me this morning early from the United States and said, Corey, can you get the Brastats family, the VOV family, to say a prayer for Esther Green? So there you have it, the 22nd day of April, Brastats Sunday, brought to you with in association with Williams Industries Incorporated. We'll be right back.
is the time for you to fence your property with galvanized green, white, or brown chain link fencing and our brown band galvanized pole pipes, which are the longest lasting. We will give you a free estimate too on all your fencing material.
For building supplies, big or small, at Brilliant Metals we have it all. At Brilliant Metals we have it all.
Visit their website at www.williamsmetals.bb.